The 2015-16 El Niño was one of the worst to ever have happened, and especially the worst in the last maybe 40 to 50 years. It has impacted the agricultural sector in particular, although it also affected other sectors. Most of the impact was on the agricultural sector, mainly through drought, but also floods in certain areas. The drought have impacted very, very badly on the crop sector, on livestock sector, fisheries, even in the forestry sector. All these combined have created a big drop in crop production. Millions of livestock have been lost, and this directly impacted on the livelihoods of so many people, especially pastoralists in Eastern Africa, in Southern Africa, and also in Asia. The same with the crop sector. In some cases, between 20 and in some cases, 80% of crop losses have been actually registered. So all these combined have actually affected the livelihood of so many people. As you rightly said, now more than 60 million people actually have been affected around the world, most of them in Africa, up to 40 million in Southern Africa, 20 million in Eastern Africa, and then up to 4 to 5 million in Asia. So all these number of people actually are in need of urgent assistance.
What has been FAO's role in addressing the El Niño crisis globally?
FAO, from the very beginning, even before the impact of the actual drought has been felt, it has started warning the global community that this drought is coming. And this is thanks to the technical know-how that has been developed in years in FAO in terms of monitoring all these natural disasters, especially drought, but also the floods and their impact in the world. When the situation also occurred, it was working closely with governments and actually with local communities to mitigate or to withstand the impact of the drought. But the drought was so big and heavy that it became very much beyond the governments and the communities' actually ability to withstand other problems. So with that impact, FAO is fully involved in coordinating, in assisting governments, in trying to find out the gaps in government responses and working with governments to alleviate the problems in certain areas, whether it is on livestock, specifically in stocking, destocking of livestock, so that the pastoralist communities do not lose the value of their livestock. Livestock, as we know, in many parts of Africa and in Asia and others, is like the bank of the pastoralists. And several years of their work are in these livestock. So losing these livestock means losing whatever they have in asset. So we were helping at least to make sure that that value is not lost. With all that effort, of course, a lot have been lost. But now we are also helping with the seed availability, because most of them have lost crops, with stocking and destocking of livestock. And these are now assisting governments and communities around the world.
In the likely event of La Niña, what will this mean for countries who have already been affected by El Niño?
Yes, La Niña usually is the opposite of El Niño. So wherever droughts have happened, the probability of having floods would be high. And wherever we had floods, the probability of having a drought this time around is also the case. So in this case, we are already getting 70% probability that La Niña may occur. And we are trying to beforehand start to help countries. And some of the specific examples are if floods occur, for instance, in certain parts because of La Niña, we have to help governments to pre-position seeds so that in case floods do the damage, farmers could immediately get back into their planting. The same thing with livestock having early on their feed and pre-positioning all these factors. But now we are trying to identify which areas normally are affected, trying to map to the world these are the possible areas that could be affected by La Niña so that we take measures together with governments to alleviate any problems that may occur due to La Niña.